Good morning, beautiful. How are you, hun? Fun fact, I cannot remember the last time I used an alarm clock to wake up. One of my core values is peace. It is certainly not peaceful to be startled awake every day by a screeching sound. It made my anxiety worse because every day I would wake up thinking, I'm late. So I made a conscious decision to stop using alarms. And this was a very long time ago, even when I was working, even when I had a plane to catch or an early morning drive. I trust my body to know when to wake me up, and she has never failed me. Of course, the caveat is that you have to give yourself enough time to rest and create a conducive environment in your bedroom. You can ask me on the side about that. So, yesterday we talked about surrender and what it means to trust God. Today, I want you to turn that question to the second most important relationship in your life, i.e., your relationship with yourself. Do you trust yourself? Bear in mind that self is your physical body, your mind, your soul. Some teachings and practices would add several other bodies. Now, do you trust each part? And do you listen to it? Your body is talking to you all the time, giving you clues about what it needs. For our physical body, it's things like stopping to eat when we're actually full and not forcing ourselves to eat just because there's still food on the plate. Or we have cravings for a certain food. That's because the body is missing a certain element in that food, e.g., vitamins or minerals, or whatever that is. When you feel a pain in your body, do you go get it checked by the doctor or do you brush it off? And especially as women, we have a high tolerance for pain. So we tend to ignore a lot, hey? And then we find that now we have, further down the line, we have a serious condition. And it's like, well, if you had listened to that initial pain, this could have been diagnosed earlier. Let's look at our mind and soul. They are picking up so much information that we can't even comprehend. Smells, colors, minute facial expressions, body language, sounds, so much. And the way that it interprets that information to us is through intuition. Some may even call it spirit-led. Say, for example, you have to hire a nanny, a gardener, an employee, or even you're trying to bring on a business partner. On paper, it's great. They're ticking all of the boxes, just ticking everything. And they're everything that you need. So you invite them, you sit down with them, you have a conversation, and they're saying all the right things. But your intuition, your spirit is telling you nope, pass. What do you do? Do you trust your intuition or do you ignore it? I feel like we all have examples of when we made a decision against our better judgment and then it turned out terribly wrong. And then we say, oh, I knew it. I shouldn't have done it. I knew it. So, how do we go about trusting our physical bodies, trusting our intuition? I think it's three things. Number one, make yourself a priority. I would say in the top two of your priority lists, you need to be there, starring, featuring. Yeah? You have to desire to treat yourself better. Believe that you are worthy of being a priority and worthy of being listened to. Number two, practice, honey. To perfect the skill of trusting yourself, you have to practice. You won't always get it right, but the more you practice, the better you get at it. Practice means making space. It means being quiet, being able to sit with yourself in silence, eh? So as you can listen to yourself. So, for example, when you wake up, I want you to do a mental, physical check. Just like check your limbs, your stomach, all parts of your body. Like, is there anything that's feeling off? Like, is there a certain pain and itching, a feeling like that shouldn't be there, you know? And then even ask your body, what do you need today? For your mind and your spirit, give them a channel to release information. For example, journaling, as we are doing with our morning pages. And you know the funny thing? I find that singing is also a way to kind of see what you're actually thinking about. Because, you know, you break out in songs all of a sudden. But if you actually listen to the words, you'll be like, oh, okay, that's what I'm actually thinking about. How interesting. you know, total size when someone is in love. Or it can be art. Give it a channel. But I also want you to know this. Please take note that please do not feel pressured to make decisions. You know, just like going back to the example of, you know, hiring someone or whatever decision you have to make. It's okay to say, let me sleep on it. I will get back to you. Let me sleep on it. If someone doesn't respect that, I think just let go of that whole situation. Number three, for me, the most important. Number three is forgive yourself. It is so much easier for us to support other people. We cheer them on. We give them second chances. We keep rooting for them because we see their potential. We see their greatness. Yet, we often don't extend that same kind of grace to ourselves. We make one mistake, one, and the bitter, harsh self-talk takes over, and we lose trust in ourselves. We doubt our intuition and think it's broken. It's not broken. You just need to forgive yourself, babe. So today, as part of your morning pages, I would like you to write a forgiveness letter to yourself. Think about this last year, or maybe longer. What decisions did you make that you regret? What actions did you take that you are sorry for? What thoughts did you have that were not your proudest moment? Be honest with yourself. And then extend yourself grace and say, I forgive you. I forgive you for shouting at the kids. I forgive you for being jealous about your friend because, you know, she was celebrating something and then I wasn't exactly happy for her. I forgive you for losing money. I forgive you. You know, whatever it is that comes up for you, just say, I forgive you. And I love you. I love you and I forgive you. So now that I know better, I will do better. Thank you for all the lovely introductions yesterday. As feedback in the chat, please tell us one way that you want to trust yourself better. So if it's, you know, either trusting your physical body, your mind, your soul, one way, how do you want to trust yourself better? All right, my darling, Love you loads. Chulu.